Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota. Tested, trusted Toyota. Toyota lets you go places by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Wendy's, the official hamburger restaurant of the New York Giants. By Agera Energy, the tri-state's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit agerafan.com for a hassle-free quote. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, the bank where everyone knows your name. Member FDIC, the quarterback of the football Giants, is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Tough opening act.
Yeah, you know, it was, we just couldn't get things going, especially in the first half. Just, we had good third down and distance, you know, third and fours, third and fives, and, just couldn't convert on any of those third downs, and just three and outs, and tough to get into a good rhythm that way. Second half, started the second half with a good drive. And got down there close and, had a sack on the,
yep.
On the 5 or 6 yard line and on second downs. It's hard to overcome that. We gotta continue working and find ways to just execute a little bit better and be better on third down.
Now we all overreact. The whole world does to week one. That's part of the league. We all know that. But a couple of things. Did you know all week in retrospect, Eli, that you wouldn't have Beckham? Was it touch and go, or were you pretty much of the thought process he wasn't going to be there available to you?
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to play. I mean, he didn't practice all week. He hadn't practiced in 3 weeks, so I think it's tough for a guy not to practice in 3 weeks and then show up and play on Sunday. I mean, it's not like he hadn't run routes. He hadn't really done much of anything. So game day, he did. He ran some routes. Pre-game and did some things, but I guess there's a chance he was going to go, but it would have been tough.
Number two, how about getting new people into the lineup as you did last night? You not only showed some new formations, you had the tight ends, you had the new fullback, you also had new people, you had the new tight ends, you had Marshall. How about the idea of incorporating everybody into the game?
Yeah, well, I thought we did a good job mixing personnel and having having some different looks and not being the same. We had some play action, had some things. We just couldn't quite connect on some of our hard play action. They covered things pretty well, and so I think it was good this stuff. But it'll be good going forward to have some of those things and having different. Just being able to get into different runs, different personnel, different formations, and I thought we did a good job kind of getting out of those in the huddles and getting everybody on the same page.
Is it because of Beckham's role and how much double teams that you see from teams with him? Does it make it a real stark adjustment for the people in your offense because you're so used to going out there and having a guy who's going to get double teamed on every play?
Well, I mean, I think for the last few weeks, the guys knew where they were playing. We didn't know, we still had a good idea, what style defense that the Cowboys were going to play, and everybody knew what their assignments were, where they were going to be lined up. And so, I don't think it was a big adjustment. They could have played a little bit differently if Odell played, but I think for the most part, kind of with the Cowboys, they're not a huge double one guy. They
might,
tilt the safety over to his side a little bit, but I thought they probably would have had the same game plan no matter what.
How about the new look this year, Eli? How about the idea of using some two tights? How about the idea of using the fullback and showing some different looks? Do you think that's going to make you guys a very different offense this year?
Well, I think hopefully it does. Makes defenses prepare for more things. Last year, it was just hard to get into different runs, get into different play actions, different different passes. When you're just kind of just in one personnel the whole time, there's only so many different things you can do, and you're somewhat limited in just the different runs and different run action that you can have. So I think it will help us, and we just got to keep doing it, and we'll keep expanding everyone's role and the different plays we can run out of it.
How much first half last night was it tough? I mean, not only not scoring, but not having the ball that much. They ran a lot of plays to you guys last night.
Yeah, and that's we can't do that to our defense. We gotta we talk a lot about playing complementary football, and that's everybody doing their part. Defense getting us field position, offense backing up, putting our defense in good situations, having long drives, make sure they're getting rest, but also backing up the opposing offense. So they're inside their own 20 a bunch. Kind of got flip-flop on us yesterday. We didn't have a lot of times when we got the ball, we were inside our own 20 most of the night. And, we didn't convert on third down, so we were just backed up a bunch. So we didn't help out our defense. We got to do a better job staying on the field and making some plays.
If we want to be optimistic, that drive to open a third quarter drive, long drive, different look, and if that had resulted in a touchdown, it would have been an interesting game from there. It really would have been from that standpoint, especially with you guys having a history of coming back on them and playing well in that building. So that sack there was a very big play in the game.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get a touchdown right there and just get some momentum going. And it's nice to get points on the board and get a drive going, but a touchdown, just going to put a little pressure on Dallas and also give us a little confidence, give us a little spark for the defense and everything. So, but that's safe. You got to be able to finish drives, and we had a good drive going, but sometimes it can be that one play that can make a difference in being a successful drive or not.
Do you have, so much was about accentuating, getting some running game going this year, being better in that area, doing a better job of them giving you an offensive line that supports you better. It looked like some of the same issues dating back to last year. Should we look at it as a new year and let's see what happens in week two? Or do you see anything that makes you think some of the things from last year are carrying over to this year?
I think, that's football. Some days, some days the defense, they got the right calls at the right times, and you got to hold the ball a little longer, and when you go against good pass rush, and they don't get to the quarterback sometimes. That's part of it. So I got to do a good job moving the pocket, buying some time. We got to hit some scramble plays and hit some big plays off that. So we just didn't make the most of the opportunities, and they had some good calls on defense. And so, got to give credit to Dallas. They played well. They played well defensively, and we weren't at our best.
The Giants get ready for a Monday night game against the Lions in week number two here. Obviously, first of all, since it's the first time we've talked about this year, and a big key is getting Beckham back, you're not going to know yet if he's going to play. So I'm not going to ask you if he's going to play yet. We'll see how the week works out. But how do you feel about this year's personnel and what you've seen in training camp, and how you feel about the guys, adding Marshall, adding the two tight ends, adding the people that you've added, the new looks with the fullback? How do you feel about this year's version of the offense?
I feel good about it. I think, I think Evan Engram, did some good stuff, last night, made some tough catches, made some plays. I thought, Rhett did a good job, having a catch, a couple catches, and doing good in the blocking game. So, we gotta get Brandon, more involved, to not get him, a catch till the very end is unfortunate. So we gotta find ways to, we called some things to try to get him, get him the ball just, the way, they either played it pretty well or just, the coverage, didn't let us get it to him. And so we just, you know, but I thought Sterling Shepard. So I thought there were some good things. I thought there were some good completions, some good things going. There was just, unfortunately, there was just some bad plays or some missed opportunities at critical moments that didn't help us continue some drives.
Do you look at it were they any different from last year to this year? Did the Cowboy defense present anything different from last year, or was it pretty much what you expected?
They had some different things. They had some different things on third down that were new for them. And that's going to be every week. They're not going to sort of play exactly how you expect them to play. They're going to have different coverages, different looks, and you're going to have plays that, maybe your first read is not going to be there, but that's why you have second and third reads and plays that work versus all coverages. And so, that just might take a little bit longer, and that's where you need the time to sit back there and to buy time to get to those reads and make accurate throws. It might be tighter coverage. So, they had some new things. They had some wrinkles. First game of the season, I think most defenses are. They're going to have some new schemes that they've been working on and prepared and that they've, didn't show in preseason, but prepare for that first game.
A lot of people expect there to be coaches always talk that there's a big change between games one and two. I think that's even truer now because so much of the stuff that you don't get done in preseason now, since you guys don't see the field very much, there can be a big jump and a big difference in performance between weeks one and two in this league. I always think that's a very big week. And you have an extra day this week, obviously, getting ready to play Monday night.
Yeah, I think it is a big week, and that first game, no one's really played four quarters. We played a quarter, two games, you play a quarter and a half. So to play four quarters and got to put it all together, and you have some new guys out there, new faces. There's some nerves going, so I think that first week there's always going to be a little bit of sloppiness at times, and hopefully you can overcome it and make some big plays. We didn't make those big plays we needed to, and I think it'll be a great week to get everybody just dialed in for that second game and go Monday night, another primetime game versus a good team that's coming off a big win. We got to be ready to go.
Odd scheduling when you open up primetime game first 2 weeks, highly unusual.
Yeah, but we got to get prepared for that. We got to be ready to play them Monday nights and Sunday nights and night games and different schedules. And so, it's a great opportunity, and we got to showcase our skills.
Week one impacts in no sport is the impact is big. I mean, the fans feel it, the media feels it. Week one losses really sting teams in the NFL. Do you guys have to guard against that, or is it not a big deal, especially for someone who's a veteran, to go through after a week one loss? Or do you kind of sense it in the building that there's a lot of frustration after a week one loss?
I think whether it's a week one loss or week three or four loss, a loss is a loss, and I think it's more – it can be more the style of loss can make an impact on that as well. Offensively, scoring 3 points is nowhere near where we want to be. So, hey, there's going to be, coaches, they're going to jump at us and challenge us to, we got to practice better. We got to be better and prepare better and make sure, if you make mistakes during the week, those things are going to carry over, or you're going to make different mistakes on game day. So we got to just be sharper and make sure we're just dialed into what we need to do to be a better team offensively.
Is this a very different team offensively than it was last year? I mean, there's a lot of different things from personnel standpoint. I mean, we talked about it, the different positions now, the fullback, the two tights, and everything else. Should we expect this to be a very different offense this year?
I think there'll be some new wrinkles and different things, but we still had some good plays. We still had some good schemes last year that we'll continue to use, but we just we got to find ways, find out what's going to be our most productive style of moving the ball and scoring points.
What was the most disappointing part of last night for you? Was there one thing that kind of stepped out that you just thought about on the way home? We had a long plane ride home. Was there anything that bugged you about last night's game particularly?
Yeah, no, I just think we weren't just, in the passing game, just not as sharp as we needed to be. You know, we had completions, but just several throws, just not as accurate as I needed to be on some throws. I think there's, a couple of throws where if I make an accurate throw, we could have had more yards after catch or maybe scored a touchdown if I hit Shepherd on a slant that got us down to the 6-yard line. I throw that in front, man, he might go score a touchdown right there. So just got to be, just crisper, sharper, more accurate in my throws.
Thanks, Eli, very much. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, Eli Manning off week one, and a guy who's been in the league as long as he has and has played a couple hundred games and has had the successes he has is not going to overreact to week one in the league, that's for sure, especially when he's playing without his star receiver. And it's going to be interesting to see in week two against the Lions exactly, first of all, that Beckham plays. I'm going to figure 8 more days he's going to play. Let's go on the premise. We'll find out if he does or he doesn't, but let's go on the premise he plays. It's going to be interesting to see how much the Giants marry the old and the new, how much of the 3 wide they play. They're going to play some, and how much they play and how much they show now that they have the 2 tights, they have the blocking tight end, they have the explosive tight end who they're clearly not going to be afraid to use. I think they want to feature him. And also the idea of the fullback and what they do in the running game and the utilization of the fullback into the game and how far, and this is going to be something that bears watching right away, how far the Giants go and how far this front office and this team goes to show patience in terms of what's going on in the running game and what's going on the offensive line. Do we see quick changes? Do we see other guys get a chance? Do they see we pull some players? Do we see new faces? Right there, you know who your wide receivers are. You know who your star wide receivers are. You know you're going to see a lot of Beckham and Marshall and Shepherd. You know you're going to see the 2 tights. You know, how secure is Perkins with the running back situation? What about the idea of seeing somebody else there? What about the idea of the offensive line changes along that offensive line? So that bears watching even as early here as week number 2, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.